Hello, Anchor. This is Anna Guerra, your host, and welcome to episode 8 of Being a Microsoft Intern. So although it is Sunday for me, for those of you who are listening to this straight after it is out, it should be Monday, the 9th of October. For some reason, I wrote in my notes that it's the 9th of October of 2010. So, actually, this is apparently from the past. Hello, Apple. I don't even know. Nano. Whatever we used at that time. PlayStation 3. Woo, 2010, that time. But yeah, hello, everyone. The reason why I'm not doing this live for today is because by the time that you'll be listening to this, I'm going to be on a company trip to Ciudad Rodrigo in Spain, which is in Salamanca. And this city is in the border of Spain and Portugal. So I'm gonna be there for 2 days, which will be Monday and Tuesday. I'm gonna be at this fancy hotel, and then I'm gonna get back on Tuesday night, hopefully. And this trip is a trip from Microsoft, from the company, and it is a trip to kind of get to know the Spanish team better, because we're all, I've told you guys before, in Xbox in Portugal, the decisions are made not just in Portugal, but it's called Xbox in Iberia, which is Portugal and Spain. So we work together very much so, and this trip has the purpose of getting to know the team and them getting to know us, and make sure we're all aligned and we just get to know each other, you know, because I've been speaking to some of these people for like 3 weeks on Skype and I've never met them. So I really think it makes a difference to get to know the people you're working with. And then I guess an episode should come out either on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, an Anchor episode in which I tell you all about it, all about the trip, how was it, what kind of activities, maybe, I don't know, I never know what I can reveal or not. I'm waiting for the day that I will get some kind of letter from Microsoft saying I'm fired, just because I never know what is kind of legal and what is not. But I guess I will share some of the more general kind of stuff. So you can wait for that either tomorrow or the next day. One thing I haven't said is that I'm gonna keep today's episode quite short. Still, let's move on to the next topic, which is the tables have turned. Now, why is that? Last Friday, I had a meeting with a Microsoft partner because of an event. And, you know, my whole life, not whole life, but like since I was in high school, maybe, I've met and had meetings with big organizations, right? To make things happen, to do events, to do partnerships and everything. And it's very weird to understand that now I'm on the other side of the coin. Now I'm on the side of the big organization, you know? I'm usually, in terms of the relationship, I'm usually the one with the most power and who can call the shots, which is weird. And it's weird how me, a woman, girl with 22 years old, is representing Microsoft. It just sounds crazy to me, but it feels very empowering. And I love it. I love to do client meetings, and that's when I really feel like client and partner meetings, I really feel like I'm on the job and I do have responsibility. And if I screw up, then it's screwed up, you know? It's really weird, but so far it's been going great, and I love this component of my job. Every time I had to think, What kind of things would you like to do in a company, in marketing, in blah, blah, blah. And in my mind, it would always be like most of the time just me and my computer working, but also some time doing meetings and collaborating with people outside of the company and everything. So it's awesome that I get to do that kind of stuff in my job, in my internship with Xbox in Microsoft Portugal. And because I said we're going to keep this episode short, the last thing that I want to share with you guys today is that this Thursday, so in 2 days from now, you guys are going to check out a new interview. So if you, maybe 1-2 weeks ago, I mentioned I wanted to do some interviews with the interns. I wanted to interview 3 interns from Microsoft who are doing the same kind of internship as me, obviously in other areas doing different tasks, but we all went through the onboarding process at the same time. We did the same recruitment process and we got into the company at the same time. So I want to introduce you guys to some of my dearest friends in Microsoft. And I, besides the fact that they're cool people, they're people that I feel like if I do this interview, I will get to know them even better than I do now. Especially this one person that is going to be on the station on Thursday, who is Katia Marques. Katia is one of those people at Microsoft that I instantly connected with since the first day. She's a very interesting person. We have a ton of things in common, but still we have a bunch of things that are different about us as well. So it's kind of an interesting dynamic. And one of the things that is very different about her is that she is a very shy person. So when I approached her to do this, she obviously felt like, she said she would felt very honored for me to ask her to be in the podcast, but still she has been quite nervous in terms of the questions that I will be asking her. But it will just be very casual, very conversational, very much the same way as I did with João, and probably even more casual because I know her very well. It sounds weird saying I know her very well. I know her for like a month, but I talk to her every day, kind of. So I'm also going to try to keep it a little bit shorter than João's interview, but João just had so many interesting things to tell. At the time, I wanted to do the interview for about like 30 minutes and it ended up being 45 minutes. So we'll see how I do with this one with Katia, but I'll try to keep it shorter because I know you guys don't have time. So wait for that interview on Thursday. And I guess this would be cool if you guys have any specific questions that you want me to ask Katia beforehand, let me know and I will ask her on the show live. So yeah, good night everyone. I'm going to sleep now. Bye.